Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama daf Lamed Ches, and we are on Lamed Zayin on the base. We are right after the Mishnah, and today's daf is one of those dafim that we wish we had many hours to discuss. There's so many jam-packed topics on the daf, but we will do what we can, touch on as many issues as we can, and Od Chazon Lama Wait. That'll be today's daf. For the next couple of dafim after this, the next two dafim will be put up from the from the last cycle, I won't be able to give the next two. But either way, today we have Lamed Zayin Mabay. So we just had the Mishnah, which discussed two topics. The issue of Hekdesh and the issue of Nachri. The issue of Hekdesh first, the opinion of our Mishnah says that if Yisrael and Hekdesh are involved in Hezek, so the Pater in either direction, either Hekdesh, Sharshal Hekdesh, Nagach, Sharshal Hedyot, or the opposite, there is a Pater. Because, well, we'll see why in the Gemara, but the Mishnah just says, Re'ehu, in the context of Hezek, by Shartam, we'll see, it talks about Shar Re'ehu, Hekdesh is not our Re'ehu, our friend, and therefore, there is a Ptur of Nezek. The second half of the Mishnah spoke about Kenani, Shar Shel Hekdesh, Shenagach Shar Shel Nachri, Shenagach Shar Shel Yisrael, and the opposite, so then, Shar Shel Yisrael, Shenagach is Pater, Shel Kenani, that's Nagach, Pein Tabein Muad, pays Nezek Shalim. Okay, so now the Mishnah says the Gemara, Masisan Deloka Reb Shimon Menasya. The Mishnah is against Reb Shimon Menasya Shita, Titania. The Brisa says, Sharshal Hedyot Shenagach Sharshal Hekdesh. Vishal Hekdesh Shenagach Sharshal Hedyot Patur. So that's like our Mishnah. Shnemar Sharei Avalo Sharshal Hekdesh. The Tanakhama says that Ptur Nezek applies across the board to Hekdesh in either direction. And remember the Machlokas we mentioned at the end of this year yesterday. How far-reaching is this? It definitely applies to Keren, because that's what the Pasuk is by, the exclusion. So how much more do we expand it? So we mentioned the Minchas Chiduch says, well, all Nizke Mamon, Keren, Shein, and Regel would be Pater, but Adam Amazik would be Chayiv. If Adam Amazik damages something of Hekdesh, there would be Chayiv. The Shibuk Kubat says it's even more limiting. It's only Keren. Only Keren is discussed. Shein and Regel and Adam Amazik would be Chayiv. And the other, and the most expansive Shita is Tosfos earlier, Rashi and Tosfos earlier, Dafav, who held that even Adam Amazik is going to be Pater. That's what Rashi said Beferish. And Vav Mabez, for who adin lekol shar nezikin shim mazik as a hekdesh pater. That was Rashi's lashon earlier on daf Vav. So the Mishnah, so the Brisa says the first opinion of the Brisa, the Tanakhama, is like our Mishnah, pater in either direction. Reb Shimon Menasya Omer shar shel hekdesh nagach shar shel hedyot pater. Reb Shimon Menasya says if it's shel hekdesh that's nogeach shar shel hedyot pater. Vishal Hedyot, Shenagach, Shar Shel Hekdesh, but if it's the opposite direction, Bein Tam, Bein Muad, Mishalim, Nezek Shalim, but the opposite direction, if Shel Hedyot is Nogeach Hekdesh, always Chayiv, Nezek Shalim, even Shar Tam. So ask the Gemara, how could you have that distinction? How could you have the Chilik? Amri, Micah Savar, what exactly is the Svara of Rebbe Shimon? Micah Savar, Rebbe Shimon, what does he hold? E Re'ehu Dafka, if he holds a Re'ehu Dafka, that you take the pasuk literally to mean Re'ehu, so then Afilu Shel Hedyot Shenagach Shar Shel Hagya Lifter, that even Shel Hedyot Nogeach Shar Shel Hagya Lifter, if it's Re'ehu Dafka, it should be Pater across the board. And even if we are Mazik Shar Shel Hekdesh, we should be Pater. V'e Re'ehu Lav Dafka, and if you say Re'ehu is Lav Dafka, it says Re'ehu, but we shouldn't darshan it, be medayik anything. Afilu Hekdesh Nami. So even of Hekdesh, Ki Nagach Tehedyo L'chayev, even in the other direction. So what's the Shita of Reb Shimon Menasya? According to our Mishnah, according to the Tanakhama, we know Hekdesh is excluded in both directions. Fine. But according to Reb Shimon Menasya, why would you have a distinction? Why is it that when we're Mazik Hekdesh, we're always Chayev? When Hekdesh is Mazik Aster, the Hekdesh is always Pater. Why is that? V'chitema, and if you want to suggest, v'olam kesava re'ehu dafka, really re'ehu is dafka, and therefore there should be a p'tur across the board, even when Hekdesh is even when we are mazik Hekdesh. U'miyu dehedyot kinagach dehekdesh hayrotama. But what is the reason when Hegdiot is nogeh Hekdesh, why is it chayiv? Hayrotama demechayiv, mishum dekamaisi lemikal v'chomer dehedyot, because it's a kal v'chomer. Not based on a pasuk, because based on the pasuk there would be an exclusion, but it's based on a kalva chomer. Why? Uma hedyot nagach shel hedyot chayiv. If Reuven is mazik Shimon, Reuven is going to be chayiv. Ki nagach de hekdesh lo kol shekein de bechayiv. So surely, if Reuven is mazik the Beis Hamikdash, well, the Beis Hamikdash is going to be less stringent. Of course, if I'm mazik my friend, I'm chayiv. Surely, if I'm mazik hekdash, I'm going to be chayiv. Again, not based on a pasuk, because there's a p'tur, but it is based on a kal v'chomer. And then getting back to our discussion on daf chafhei, dialavo min adin, lios kenidon. But then we limit, so ask the Gemara, but wait a minute. If you want to tell me that it's slurs based on a kal v'chomer, then it should be limited. It shouldn't be more than the kal v'chomer, right? What's the source of the kal v'chomer? Keren, tam, included. So if keren, tam, based chatzin, nezik, so you are say chayef, fine. It shouldn't be more than the model, as we have learned. Dialama bin Adilios Kenidon. It's enough for the kal v'chomer to teach me that it's on the same footing as the model. Malahalan tam chatzin nezek, hachanami chatzin nezek. Why does Rishon Menasi hold that it's nezek showing? If you want to say it's based on a kal v'chomer, so it should be split. Tam is chatzin nezek, and muad is nezek showing. So the Gemara is going to give a different answer. A different answer. You also might have said another rejection. It's a different rejection. Well, first let's do the Gemara's rejection. Ella Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, you're right. There's a different understanding. You can't say that it is based on, really, it's Pater from Re'ehu. We included based on the Kal V'Chomer because then we would be going too far. We shouldn't say Nezek Shalim by Shartam. So Reish Lakish says differently. Ella Amar Reish Lakish, Hakol Hayu Bechlan Ezek Shalim. Really, everything was included in Ezek Shalim. Because after all, Rashi points out, if you look in the Pasuk, there's no Re'eyu by Sharmuad. It just says Yechayiv. So by Sharmuad, and by other Mazikim, let's say, you're Chayiv period. You're Chayiv Nezek Shalim. Ukishapirate. Kishapirate Lacha Akasav Re'eyu Gabe Tam. So when the Torah puts Re'eyu by Tam, what's step one? Step one, and what's step two? So, step one is Yechai Nezek Shalem, always, by somebody damaging even Hektish. But when it says, Re'ehu, by Shartam, this is the limit. Re'ehu hu detam mishalem chazi nezek. It's not limiting it at being Mekel, but it's just saying that only by Re'ehu does a tam pay chazi nezek. It's not saying that tam pay chazi, the different understanding that we had earlier, that Re'eyu was there to exclude Hektish. It's telling you that only by Shartam is there a limit of, only by Re'eyu is there a limit of Shartam paying Chatzin Ezek. Re'eyu hu detam mishalim Chatzin Ezek. Mechlad de Hektish. But regarding Hektish, bein tam bein muad, mishalim nezek shalim. Tam bein muad, both of them will pay nezek shalim, de'im kain, because if you thought that the limitation should be across the board, say niklav krala gai hai Re'eyu gabi muad. So it should say it by muad, but it doesn't say it by muad. Meaning, you pay, muad always pays a nezek shalem, and shartab is chazi nezek, only by re'ehu. But if it's not re'ehu, it's hektish, then you have the other din of shartab paying nezek shalem. The other idea that you might mention is that the Torah says the farish that you are going to, the other answer might have been to the question of if the Torah, right, what was the Havamina? That really there's a Ptur of Re'ehu, and we then darshan the Kal V'Chomer to be Mechayev. So we changed that. We said at Maskana, no, there is a Ptur of Re'ehu. That's the Rishon Menasi Svara. You also might have said, as we've quoted the Taz at various times in the past, Chazal cannot make up a din that's, well, that's talking about a din to Rabbanon. Here we're trying to come up with a Kal V'Chomer. Right, a Kal V'Chomer is going to go Beferish against what it says Beferish in the Torah. So the Pharisee of the Torah, if Re'eyu had been meant to be understood as a Ptur, so as if the Torah is a Ptur, so now we're going to darshan, even on a Daraisa level. It's not just an extra din, but it's against what it says in the Torah. That would have been a Chiddush. The Taz says in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah and elsewhere that the Chachamim cannot make up a new rule based on a something that goes beferish against what it says in the Torah. But here, if the Torah beferish says a din, and now we're going against that, that might have been a little more tricky. Again, it's not exactly. Many dinim of a Kal V'Chomer are not in the Torah, but here it's Dafka going against. The Torah says Pater, and you're going to say Chayiv. Okay. But either way, that's the first discussion of the source for Hektish, discussion of Hektish. And we can always ask, whenever there's a Petur also, is there no Maisa Hezek? Is it a Maisa Hezek with a Petur Tashlumin? That is also a discussion of the Achronim in that context. But now we continue. Shar Shei Yisrael Shenagach Shar Shel Kanani Pater. So, a Shar of Yisrael is Nogeach a Shar of a Kanani. Pater, that is the din in the Mishnah, and the opposite is Chayiv. So, Amar Miman of Shach, same type of question we asked. on the hektish. Irehu dafka, if rehu is dafka, and therefore kina'anim are excluded from the world of hezek, so that kina'ak the Yisrael nami liftar. So even when a shorsha Yisrael is ogech a shorsha kina'an, you should say pater. Ve'irehu lav dafka, and if rehu is lav dafka, feel the Yisrael, kina'ak kina'ani nechayiv. So why is there a chiluk? That's the question. Why is there a chiluk in one direction and not the other? So two sources with the same idea. Amar Rabbi Yavod, Amar Kra, Amad Vayamodid Eretz, Ra'a Vayatar Gaim. The pasuk in Chabakuk says Rabbi Yavahu that Hashem was Omed Vayamodid Eretz and measured out the land. Ra'a Vayatar Gaim, he saw and he was Mevater. He sent out the Goyim, nations. What does that mean? What do we darshan? Ra, what did Hashem see? What is Vayatar Goyim? Ra, Sheva Mitzvahs. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw Sheva Mitzvahs Shekiblu Aleihem B'nei Noach. He saw the Sheva Mitzvahs that the B'nei Noach were supposed to be Makabel. Kivan Shalom Kimu Amad Vehitim Amonu Li Yisrael. Once he saw that, he saw that certain nations, or at certain time in history, they were not fulfilling the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Amad Vehitim Amonu Li Yisrael. Sounds like a knas. He was omade and he undid. He allowed the mammon their money to Am Yisrael. What does it mean? Just a knas. At some point in history, he was omade and matim mammonam. So if you look at the Rambam has a different formulation. The Magen Mishnah and others assume that it is a different reason. Maybe the Rambam is not comfortable with just this reason of a knas. The Rambam gives a different reason for this halacha. Why? Knas hu zelagayim. Lefi she'enon zehirin b'mitzvot. Oh, this is how the Rambam understands the Gemara. Lefi she'enon zehirin b'mitzvot, enon misalkin hezekad. Because they do not keep the Sheva mitzvot, or they are not subject to any rules, so then they do not guard their animals and their potential mazikin. And if they are not mechuyav to in their nezek of their animals, they just wouldn't guard it. The Rambam says this was a societal need. The Jews were governed by their laws and their chiyuvim, and therefore they would guard their mazikim. But the other nations, says the Rambam, were not guarded. They did not hold of this. Maybe they hold that if you smash somebody's window with a baseball bat, so that's your chayiv. But if it's just my animal, or maybe they didn't think of that as such. Okay, I was a little negligent. I'm gonna have to pay for that. It wasn't me. It was my dog. It was my animal. It was my this. So the Rambam says society can't function that way, and that's why they made this halacha. In order to be a guard, so to speak, right? The Magen Mishnah and others assume it's a different reason, right? He nesinas tami daito, giving a different reason in the Melechem Mishnah also, but it could be how the Rambam understands this reason of the Gemara. The Shita B'Kubetzas here quotes the Shita of the Meiri, famous Shita of the Meiri. The Meiri says this in many different contexts and many different sugyas. It's interesting that this Shita B'Kubetzas is quoted here on the Daf. There aren't too many Shita Mekubetzeses that are quoted on the Daf here in Baba Kama. But if you look here on the left side, right, could be the only one. One of the only ones here quoted, maybe towards the end of the Masechta, I think there's another one. But here, right here, quoted, the first one, Nos Aleph. He says, Mashma dekol shemekayimin sheva mitzvos dinam etzlenu kedininon etzlam. Right, sounds like the only reason that it's done is because they didn't keep the sheva mitzvos. But if they would have kept the Sheva Mitzvot, it wouldn't be a problem. Meaning, it's not a din per se between Jew and Kena'ani. It's because the Kena'anim didn't keep the Sheva Mitzvot. But if there would be Kena'anim that keep the Sheva Mitzvot, this halacha wouldn't apply. Ume'ata. And then, says the Me'iri, Ein Tzarech Lomar Be'umos Hageduros B'darkei Adatos V'Nimusim. Like the Me'iri says in other sugyas also, the context of our Gemara is not talking, you know, it's talking specifically about idol worshippers, and talking about certain nations that were there earlier in history. But the nations that we live amongst, says the Me'iri 500 years ago, 600 years ago, that have they have laws and they have societal governing rules. So that's not what this halacha is talking about. It doesn't apply here. So that is how the Meiri understands based on the Diyuk of the Gemara. It doesn't say dafka. The Meir doesn't say only if the kiddush of a mitzvos. That would be one sheet of ger toshav. But his lashon is, as is quoted right here on the side, b'umos ha-geduros b'darki ha-datos v'nimusim, by nations that are governed by rules and regulations of their own. There are society, like the Ramban discusses in Parshas Vayishlach, what the mitzvahs asay of dinim. We know the sheva mitzvahs be'noach, six are los asays, one is an asay. The one asay is dinim, setting up a court system. So the Ramban in Vayishlach, in the context of what happened by Shechem, he discusses what's included in dinim. Not just courts to make sure that they keep doing the other six mitzvos, which is what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, no, it is a functioning societal court system that judges, says the Rambam, Ona'a, Gezel, Oshek, Schar Sachir, all the laws of interpersonal relationships of a functioning society. So that is the Rambam, and that could be connected to this Meiri, that these laws would only apply, let's say, to certain non-Jewish nations and not to others. There's a machlokas also. Was this heter a din daraisa, a din darabanan, machlokas in the mefarshim? But the Dvar Avram, the Kavner Rav, has an interesting hakira. He says this heter mamonin li Yisrael, which ended up with the halacha of Sharshal Kenani, Shinogach Sharshal Yisrael, pater, is that a real chiyuv? Like, a shibud, a chovas gavra to pay, or is it just an allowance for the Jew to collect the money? But it's not as much of a chiyuv. That's his chakira. Begeder chiyuv tashlumin shel goy shenilmad mivayater goyim. Hayim itam zechal chiyuv tashlumin al goy kemoshe mechuyuv l'shalim chovo, o she be'emes ein al goy chiyuv tashlumin, el sheish heter li Yisrael ligvos bimenu. The ein zeh, usually, as we'll see later in the Masechta, gezel akim is usher, we paskin, gedevas akim, gezel akim is usher. So the chiddush in this case is that it's not gezel, but not that there's a real chiyuv. L'may nafkamina, what's the difference? What if the goy is misgayer before he pays? What if he becomes Jewish before he pays? His animal damages, and he's in the process of becoming Jewish, and then he becomes Jewish before he pays. So if it's a chiyuv per se that you have to pay even afterwards, but if it's just a heter, an allowance to take the mamon shel kanani, then lachora he's not a kanani anymore. Then you wouldn't be able to take it. So mitzad asvara he assumes near a pashut she'ez ela heter zchus gviya ligvos mimenu veins a chiyuv shechal al goy. He assumes it's the latter, that it's a heter gviya. It's not a real chovas gavra. That's what just vayater goyim sounds that way, right? That Hashem opened up and made it available, but not that it is a real, not that it is a real chiyuv. Okay, so this is source number one. V'hiter mamon al Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Behacha. Rabbi Yochanan says from the following pasuk, different pasuk in Zos HaBracha, Hofia mehar paron. Hashem came from Har Paran, right? That's usually darshan. Hofia mehar paron. Rashi quotes on Chumash, and it's in the Sifri in Zos HaBracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to all the other nations, right? That's the Tosfos here quotes it. Actually, Rashi quotes it as well. I'm sorry. Second Rashi. Kishasive vehechzir haTorah al kol ha'umos v'lo kiblua. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Torah to all the other nations to offer it, and they didn't accept it. Again, the fuller version, a little bit, is in the beginning of Masechta Avodah Zarah, but the full version is in the Sifri and Zos HaBracha. But when that happened, so we darshan mi paran hofia mamon al Yisrael. From Paran, Hashem opened up and revealed the money, in that case, to Yisrael. So two different sources. Tanya Mihachi, the Braisa also says, May paran ofia mamon al Yisrael. Shershal kanani pater. Shershal kanani shenogach shershal Yisrael. Beitab beimun mishalim ezek shalim. Shneamar amar veyemodin aretz ra'a vayater goyim. So we quote that pasuk. Va'omer ofia mayar paran, and we quote the second pasuk as well. Why do we need both psukim in the brisa? Says the Gemara, my va'omer v'chitema hay amad vayemodin aretz biboy lelekidra masno kidra Yosef. If you say that the first pasuk is used up to teach me what Rav Masna and Rav Yosef teach me from those psukim, which we'll have soon, Bezos Hashem, Tashma, that's why you have the second pasuk, Hofia me'ar paran, mi paran, hofia mamonan li Yisrael, period. And that's why we have two psukim. We'll see what the other limud is. We mentioned often the Chafetz Chaim, or one of the Bali Musar, who say on that chazal, Kadosh Baruch Hu offered the Torah to all of the other nations. We know the Medjur says that he offered it to Esav, he offered it to Yishmael. And they say, well, Makasa, but Hashem says, Lo Sitzach. And they say, sorry, not interested. Right? We need that. What's it? What's written? Lo sigzo, lo sinach. Going through all the averis, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to Am Yisrael. And ask the Bali Musar. You know, Hashem wants to really give it to them. He's offering it to them. They say what's written in it. What should Hashem say? He Dafka picks the thing that he knows that they're going to reject it because of. He should say what's written in it. Oh, Hashem is Aveda. All these nice, wonderful mitzvos. He Dafka, Hashem says the one that he knows that they're going to reject it because of it. So what kind of offer is that? Right, he's trying to make a shidduch here, and you Dafka say the problems? So that's the question. Right, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dafka use those, those sirtzach, those sinuf, if he knows he's going to reject, they're going to reject it because of that? So the answer we've given in the past is that really Hashem offers it to them and they say, Makasav ba. The second that they ask what's written in it, Hashem is not interested anymore. You're going to accept based on what's written in it. You're going to listen to what's written in the Torah and then decide whether it's worthwhile for you to accept the Torah or not. That's not called commitment. Right? Lo sirtzach. Lo sinuf. Hashem's not interested. Klai Yisrael, you want the Torah? Na'aseh v'nishma. We'll take it. Whatever. That's called commitment. That's called, you know, even if we don't know what's written in it. That's the commitment and that's the contrast to the other nations. And that's why, right when they said, Makasav ba, that's why Hashem Dafka gave them those that he knew that they would reject it because of. Okay. Weiter. So my fourth wide line. My Rav Master. So what is the Rav Master that we said, oh, maybe if you learn Rav Master from the first Pasuk, that's why we need the second Pasuk. What's Rav Master? Oh, I'm sorry. One other point that I wanted to mention. And that is the Sefer HaChinuch. Whenever we discuss the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach, there's a lot to talk about. But just to mention one thought and remind the Tzibur of one Shita, and that's the Chinuch in Tav Tezayin, where the Sefer HaChinuch says on the mitzvah of Lo Sisaveh, the Isser of desire and coveting, right? Not Lo Sachmod, which is in Yisrael, Lo Sisaveh, which is in Boaz Chanan, where the Sefer HaChinuch says Lo Sisaveh also applies to non-Jews. Even though we know Sheva Mitzvahs are Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, and the Big Three, Eiver Menachai, Birchas Hashem, Gezel, and Dinim, plus the Big Three, where's Lo Sisaveh? It's not on the list. The answer is, says the Sefer HaChinuch, the seven mitzvos are in seven mitzvos. They are seven categories of mitzvos. There are many included. It's not 7 versus 613. There's about 25 arayos, or 15 arayos included in Gilui Arayos. So it's not just one. It's just that for Jews, they're counted as separate mitzvos. For non-Jews, it's all Gilui Arayos. Also, Gezel says, the Sefer HaChinuch, Lo Sisaveh is an anaf of Gezel. He says, "Noheges b'chol makom uv'chol zman b'zacharim u'b'nekeves gam kol b'nei ha'olam mechuyavin ba." All people, even non-Jews, are obligated in not coveting. Lo sisaveh l'fishi hi anaf l'mitzvas gezel shehi achas min hashavim mitzvah shedestava alein kol b'nei ha'olam v'al titzeh b'ni. Now remember, he wrote this for his son to learn with his friends on Friday night. So that's why often he says b'ni. V'al titzeh b'ni b'zeh ha'cheshbon shol sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach ha'yadua. Don't make a mistake, my son, that Sheva mitzvos are only seven. Ki be'emes, she'osan Sheva, hein ke'ein klalus, avol yesh bahem pratim harbe. Kemo she'atamotze, she'isser ha'arayos, nechsheva lahem derek klala mitzvah achas, v'ish ba'pratim, isser aim, isser achos b'na'im, isser eshes ish, isser av, mishkav zachar, behema. That's all this one isser of Gilui Arayos. Avodah Zarah, kulo nechshav la mitzvah achas v'yesh b'kama v'kama pratim. There are many details in Avodah Zarah. Sharehim shavim bali Yisrael le'inyin shechayavim b'chol mashe bezin sheYisrael mamisim aleha. K'vochin amar gezel. There's many included in each of these. Avol nizaru derech klal ba'osan sheva ki'ilu tomar al derech mashal. They're all included. It's just by Yisrael, Ratzak HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos is Yisrael. Here, Ba'aleim Torah Mitzvos. What does that mean? He made them all into separate mitzvos. To give us Schar L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad. There are many different pshatim. We could have a whole shir on pshatim of that Mishnah. Here, Ba'aleim Torah Mitzvos, the Rabban, the Maharal, but here's the Chinuch. And the Nitziv in the Shiltos has another pshat. But anyway, but the Sefer HaChinuch here says, Ratzah Makam L'Zakosa, V'Hir Ba'alei HaMitzvahs, Yosir Mehem, V'gam ba'ozem shenis tavinu anachnu liyo sibuyenu aleya b'mitzvah saseh v'lavim nifradim. V'kozeh zchus v'tovol anafshenu shekol oseh mitzvah achas korna praklen echad. Every mitzvah creates a defense attorney in Shamayim. So every separate mitzvah is our zechus. So that's the Sheva mitzvos, our seven categories of mitzvos. That's a yesod. That's a basic sefer chinuch in mitzvah tavte zayin in Vayes Chanan. Okay, let's continue. So, my Rav Masna, back to the fourth wide line. So, what's the Rav Masna, which the Mishnah said, oh, you might have thought the Pasuk's telling us Rav Masna, and that's why you need to set the other Pasuk. What's Rav Masna? To Amar Rav Masna, Amar v'yamodid aretz ra'a v'chulu ma ra'a. It's interesting, usually we have a v'chulu when it comes to a chazal, and a v'gomer when how do you say etc.? But by a Pasuk it always says v'gomer, because you can't quote half a Pasuk. So it says v'gomer, finish it. And by a chazal, it says v'chulu. And here, at least in our version of the Gemara, amar v'yamodid aretz ra v'chulu. So it must be because it's quoting not just the pasuk. Maybe it's quoting meant to be the chazal of the ra sheva mitzvahs. But either way, ma ra'a sheva mitzvah shenistavu lebnei noach v'lo kimum. Right? It's about to quote that chazal. That's why I assume it says v'yachulu. So what did Hashem see? He saw the sheva mitzvahs that they were commanded v'lo kimum, and he wasn't mekayim them. Amad v'hegla osami alan masam. So he sent them into Galus. Again, which nations is this talking about? Look in the Psukim there. That different nations, Hashem also exiled. So that's one chazal. Umay mashma dahai vayater lishna da agluyehu. How do you know vayater is a lashon of Galus, of exile? Ksiv hacha vayater gayim, v'ksiv hasam, and it says in Vayikra, by grasshoppers, l'nater bohen ala aretz. They jump around. That's with their feet. Umetargem l'kafza bahon al ara. So lanater and vayater, they jump around. So too, it's a lashon of galus, jumping around. That's Rav Masna. Good. Maida Rav Yosef. But then we have Rav Yosef. Dam Rav Yosef. Amad vayemodid aretz ra'a v'chulu again. Ma ra'a ra'a sheva mitzvos shekivu aleim rei noach v'lo kimum amad v'hitirim lahem. He saw that they weren't mekayim them at some point in history, so he allowed them. He said, okay, fine. No more sheva mitzvos. Says the Gemara, atgure atgar. What, is that right? What, because somebody doesn't do a mitzvah? So Hashem says, okay, you don't have to do it anymore. Let's chote niskar. What, he just take away the chiyuvim? So Amar Mar, Barei Duravana, Lomar knows to teach me as follows. Sha'afilu mekayimino son e makabla malayim schar. No, it means that even if they're mekayim them, there is no schar. Right, so that was the, so to speak, punishment. Even if they happen to do some, even though they... You know, everybody does some mitzvahs here and there. Even if they have to do some, they are not going to get schar for those mitzvahs. The Nitziv discusses this at length here. If you look in the Merome Sada, and he discusses that really the natural schar of every mitzvah is the schar for a mitzvah is natural, and onesh for an avera is natural. It's not that it's something extra that occurs. Hashem created the world that when we do a mitzvah, we get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that itself is schar. And avera is the opposite. Hashem somehow changed that system when it comes to the nations that aren't being mekayim the sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Right? Shafilu mekayimino son eim lekabel malayhem schar. Says the Gemara below. Is that really true? They're not going to get schar. Vatanya. But doesn't the Brisa say Rabbi Meir Omer minay shafilu noach ribosik b'Torah shuka kohen gadol. A non-Jew who is osik b'Torah is like the Kohen Gadol. He's awesome. Tamalomar asher yasa osam ha'adam v'chay bohem. That a person is involved in them and does them and lives by them. Kohanim v'levim v'yisraelim lo nemar ela adam. It doesn't say asher yasa osam ha'Jew. It says ha'adam v'chay bohem. Right? So an adam is osik in them. Hala ma'adam, what do you learn from here? Shafilu nachri v'osik b'Torah harayuka Kohen Gadol. Fenachri is osik b'Torah, so he's like the Kohen Gadol. Question mark. So you see, they do get schar. So in Sanhedrin Nun Tes, where this question is asked, what's the answer given there? If they're osik b'Torah within their sheva mitzvahs, that's what it means. So that's one idea. But here the Gemara gives a different answer. Amri ein makabla maleim schar kimitzuva v'yosa elakimi she'ein mitzuva v'yosa. Even though they are mitzuva, because they weren't fulfilling it, Hashem made it that they will get schar as an ein mitzuva v'yose. Dabar Rabbi Chanina, like the famous line, Gadol mitzuva v'yose, yoser mimi she'ein mitzuva v'yose. There's greater schar for someone who is commanded and does it than for someone who is not commanded and does the mitzvah. So there's a number of points to talk about on this line. Let's start with the last line. Gadol Mzuv Yosef. What's the svar for that? That line is quoted here. Avodah Zarah, Kiddushin. So Tosfos in a few places. We'll read it from Tosfos of Mesechta Avodah Zarah. Tosfos says, why is Gadol Mzuv Yosef? You might have thought, what do you mean? Isn't volunteering even on a higher level? He volunteers to do a mitzvah. It's great. Says Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, Mipnei Shehu Doeg Tamid Levatel Yitzro Ulekayem Mitzvahs Baro. He's always nervous. If I'm mitzvah, I'm always nervous and worried, and I have to be Mevatel Mayetzer. Right? So that's why you get more schar, because it's more nerve wracking to have to do something. Okay, that's one idea. Others, Tosfos in Kiddushin says, well, there's a greater Yitzhara not to do it. There's a great answer. If you have to do something, right, why is it so easy to get up early when we're going on vacation and we're flying somewhere and we get up and but every single day just getting ourselves up and getting to shul on time, it's harder because you have to do it, right? The other thing is you don't have to. You're choosing to do it. So the Tosfos says there's a greater Yitzhara when one has to do something. If you look at the Tosfos Harash in Kiddushin, there where this is quoted, he quotes these two dayas, but one is a little different. First he quotes, why is it? He says, "V'haynu taima to be shemitzuv v'yosef adif l'fisha doegu mitzta'er tadir sheyare shema yavar v'tzorach lakav es yisro yoser b'mishen shemitzuv v'yosef." Okay, that's like Tosfos Avodah Zarah. The ode she'ein hakadosh baruch hu tzara klum l'chol ha-mitzvos. Hashem doesn't need our mitzvos, says the Tosfos Harash, Kiddushin Lamed Aleph. Hashem doesn't need our mitzvos. He commands us to do His ratzon. He doesn't need our mitzvos. Elisha Omer v'nase ratzono. He said a mitzvah, and therefore that memela becomes his will. Hilkach ha-mitzvah v'yosef hu oser ratzon kono. Aval mi she'enu mitzvah v'yosef lo shayach lomar bei oser ratzon kono. Sharei lo tziva lo klum. U'mikal makom schar yesh. And he says that we are not giving anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we do a mitzvah. But if we're listening to him, what he told us to do, then we're not giving him something, but we're fulfilling his ratzon. But if it's enu mitzvah v'yosef, we're not. Aye, what about the avos? Right, kept the Torah before it was given. Right, so they had certain ruach hakodesh that they saw that there's something inherent in the mitzvot at that time. It could be that once they were mitzuveh, once the Torah was given, right, nit na Torah v'nischat shalacha, everything changes before that time. Right, the world was different at a time before Maimon Har Sinai. But again, that's what the Tosfos Harash says, that there is a greater schar. If you look at the Me'iri here, the Me'iri generalizes the Yesod of the Gemara, maybe it's Lashitaso, to Jew and non-Jew. Jew and non-Jew. Says the Me'iri here, Mi shehifkia atzmo, upirek me'alav al Torah u'mitzvos. Right, he includes Jews. Somebody who throws away Torah and mitzvos. Af al pi shemekayim miksasa mitzad nedava. Even though you happen to do a few of them, fundamentally, you're a kofar, says the Me'iri. A person is a kofar. A person rejects Torah, rejects mitzvos, rejects Hashem, but everybody does some mitzvos. So, eino makabel schar od kibitzuva v'yose, ala kibishena mitzuva v'yose. An unbelievable yesod, right? If somebody is doing mitzvos, but not because they really believe, and not because they really are fulfilling the word of God, they happen to do mitzvos, because everybody does a couple of mitzvos here and there, says the Me'iri, you learn from this Gemara. It's not just by the non-Jews who didn't do the Shema mitzvos, also by the Jews who don't do the 613. We're not going to get schar like a mitzvah v'yosef, because you don't consider yourself mitzvah. Well, that's the svara. If you don't think of yourself as a mitzvah, I'm not going to think of yourself as a mitzvah either, and therefore I'm not going to give you schar as a mitzvah v'yosef. That's the Me'iri. Right here, generalizing the principle. Tosfos here opens up a huge topic. Again, each of these Tosfos are crucial. Tosfos discusses, what is the Gemara Darshan? Our Gemara Darshan is the word Ha'adam to include non-Jews. Right, Asher Yaseh Ha'adam, it doesn't say Kohen Levi Yisrael, it's Ha'adam, include non-Jews. Ask Tosfos in Ela Ha'adam, Tema Ha'ein Ovdei Kochavim Kriyim Adam. But if you look elsewhere, you look in Bamitzia, there's Machlokas and Yevamis, Amar of Shimon bar Yochai, Ein Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim Metamim Ba'ohel. Rashbi holds, it's a Machlokas Tanaim, but Rashbi holds that non-Jewish Kfaris are not Metamim Ba'ohel. Shenemar Adam Ki Yamos Ba'ohel. Atem Kruyim Adam, Ve'ena Ovdei Kochavim Kruyim Adam. That Adam means Jew. So how can argument rabbis say Adam is including even non-Jews? So says Rabbeinu Tam, what he says in a few places, Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish a few lines down, the Yishchilak Bein Adam Leha Adam. There's a difference. Adam excludes. Ha Adam includes, right? A chilek between Adam and Ha'adam. Rav Soloveitchik once gave a drush. Why? Two ideas. First, Rav Soloveitchik, because Adam means every person. Ha'adam is like the person, the unique. So certain other nations only give value to the special individuals in that nation. Ha'adam. That's why Ha'adam can mean even the other nations. But Adam means every stam, not specified, and every Jew has that kedusha, nukudas hakedusha, to pitel yid. That's why it's Adam. Chassam Sofer writes in the name of the Torah Chaim here, ki ha'adam behe ha'yediyah mevate es gufa Adam, ha'omid befanenu, v'zeh shayach bein goy bein Yehudi. Ha'adam, the man that's right here. Ulam Adam below he ayidia mivate es chelko hapenimi shela Adam shuchelik elokam imal v'neshayach rak biyehudi. Right, if it's talking about Adam, which is the certain type of neshama, not just the tzelem elokim, which every person has, but the nishmas elokah, right? So that could be that's why it's Adam and not just ha'Adam. And that what Tosas quoted by Adam, we know is a major machlokas rishonim. Whether non-Jewish kfaris are metame, machlokas tanoim, machlokas rishonim, what we paskin, right? What we paskin. The Shulchan Aruch lechatchila says to be zahir, right? Mi ikra din, it sounds like we don't paskin the most machrishita. Meaning, our Rashi Bechai says, right? Well, Tosa just quoted that kivrei akum are not metame, but oh well, being nafkamina, a kohen, being in a kever akum, shinayin vav. Shinayin Vav, no, Shinayin Beis, I think it is. Shinayin Beis, the Shulchan Aruch discusses, Tumas Akum, Kivrei Shulchan Aruch says, Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim, Nachon Li Zohir HaKohen, Milei Lechaleyem, meaning Lechatchila, to be Zohir. Does it sound like Be'ikar Adin? Meaning, Be'ikar Adin, we pass like Rav Shurim Bayachoy. Afal Pi Sheyesh Mekilin, the Rama quotes, even though there are some Mekilin, he quotes the Rambam and the Urayim, who aren't exactly the same Shita, but he quotes V'nachon Lahachmir Lichatchila for the Shita. And the Shach there says, Mitam Tachziv Adam Kiyabas Ba'oel, Vatep Krim Adam, Meiro Dechom Krim Adam. Avol Mago Masa, Yeshomer Dafilo Makila Mosrim, V'chein Nira Das Beis Yosef, V'shur Maga, Oel is a question about maybe lechatchila, but that's a big discussion. Not for now. Okay, we continue. Tadar Rabbanan. V'kfar shelcha malchus romi shnei sardiutos. Right, the malchus romi sent two officers. Eitzel chachmi Yisrael lamdunu toraschem. Two officers were sent by the Romans to the Jews. Teach us Torah. Karu v'shana v'shilshu. They learned it once, twice, three times. B'shas b'tirasan amru lahem. When the officers were finished, they said to their Jewish teachers, Dikdaknu b'chol taraschem v'emesu. We learned your whole Torah. Everything is true. We value, we understand everything in your Torah. Chutz b'davar zeh, except for the following halacha, Shatem omrim, shor she Yisrael, except for our Mishnah. Shatem omrim, shor she Yisrael, shedagang shor shokanani, patur v'shokanani, shedagang shor she Yisrael, v'itam amur, v'shalam mezak shalim. They didn't understand or like this Mishnah. Miman efshach, as we were bothered. If it's Reo Dafka, then it should be Patur across the board. V'Reo Lav Dafka, I feel Yisrael, Ki Nagag Di Kanani L'Chayev. But if it's Lav Dafka, then it should be Chayev across the board. V'Davar Zeh, Ein Anu Modiyah Mosol Malchus. But don't worry, we're not going to tell the government on you. We're going to tell the government. Why? Why didn't they tell the government? Probably because, and this is a Yisod Gadol in life, if a halacha is taken out of context and one only focuses on one halacha, then one can get a warped sense of the Misora and of the halachic world. But even if there is a difficult halacha to understand, if one appreciates the entire corpus of Torah, and if I don't understand one thing, then I'll probably say that the chisaron is in me, not in the world of halacha. Because if I see the entire expanse of Torah and halacha and Misora, then I appreciate what it's all about. And then if there's one or two halachas in that world that I don't understand, I won't reject it because, oh, these are so silly, I don't understand this. I'll say, I have difficulty with this. I don't understand it. That's fine. So that's what these Roman generals who were taught the entire Torah, why didn't they tell? Why didn't they tell? It must be because they were taught an appreciation of the entire world of halacha, so they had problems. Like, we don't understand everything. But that was the only thing they didn't understand. But there is a very important discussion on this Gemara based on Tosfos and based on others. Tosfos has two problems here. Well, first Tosfos, and then we'll see the Amshel Shlomo. Tosfos and Karu. V'im Tomar, Tosfos says, how did we teach the Torah to these non-Jews, Romans, who came here? Isn't there halacha that you're not allowed to teach Torah to non-Jews? The Pasuk quoted in Chagiga, Hamalami, Torah l'Ovdei Kochavim, over Ba'asei, Magid Varav Liakov. There's also another Gemara, Lifnei Iver. So, how can we teach the Torah? Tosfos has two answers. Number one, Pikuach Nefesh. Right, V'yesh Lomar, Tevav Karachach Asu, Api Divrei Amoshel, V'lodes Chayvel Imsar Atzmon, Pikuach Nefesh. There's a heart-wrenching tshuva. All the tshuvas are heart-wrenching. In the tshuvas b'Ma'amaki, Rav Ashri, tshuvas written in the ghetto during the Shoah, so one of the questions is about a German forced to teach him Torah there. So he quotes this Tosfos, it was Pikuach Nefesh. Ein Breira, there wasn't a choice about teaching them Torah. Inami, or also Asmoke Gerim, or maybe they pretended to be Gerim, potential Gerim, and therefore they were taught Torah. But this is the Yesod of Tosfos. Question on Tosfos. To teach Torah to non-Jews is obviously a huge topic. Many, many limitations that are given to that Isser. Maybe it's only Torah Shel Baal Peh is a problem. Maybe it's only if one teaches Bekfius. But if somebody just asks me a question at my workplace, I'm allowed to answer. You know, many different limitations given. Maybe you could teach them, if you're the aim is to teach, there's a whole group, and the kavan is to Jews, right? And there are non-Jews sitting there, it's okay. What if a principal knows that there's a non-Jewish kid that's in his school, the father's Jewish, the mother's not Jewish, is he allowed to have him in the class? Right? Many different tshuvas and lamaisa cases, but there are many, many heterim in this sugya, which we will not go through right now. But on this Tosfos, so what does Tosfos say? Pikuach Nefesh. Ask the Yamshel Shlomo, top three Yamshel Shlomos in this Masechta. Says the Yamshel Shlomo, so if they were worried about their lives, so why did they teach them this halacha? That's pretty dangerous. It sounds pretty, we might even say it, Jew versus non-Jew. Shor Shel Nachri, Shor Shel Goy, we explained it a little bit, but how could they take that chance? Pikuach Nefesh, so that don't teach him this halacha. Or, just lie. So how could they teach him this? Says the Yamshel Shlomo here in Siman Tes, Gam Shamina Mehai Braisa, Da Aser Lashanos Divrei Torah Afki Asakana, V'chayev Limsar Atzmo Alei. Says the Yamshel Shlomo, you know what you see from here? To misrepresent Torah is Yehari Val Yavar. What the Achronim like to call Ziyuf HaTorah. A misrep, not to teach something, not to say everything, but to say something that's wrong, ziyuf haTorah, to misrepresent what the Torah says about something, that is yahari val yavar. Hello, I said, lama leyiruch hachamim, shetali o malchus arisha aleyam, hello lo tims adar kasha kazeh, lomar b'fnei ha'umo, shenachnu b'tur me'azekar ve'im chayavin, v'chilo ha'yaroi lachush chas v'shalom lakamash shmados v'churbanos, Delefik mine, Biprat Malchus Harisha, Imkein Hailan Lashanos, Oshneim Chayavim, Oshneim Paturim, Elishmamina, Mechuyavim Anu Limsor Akidish Hashem, Vimchas Vashalom Yishana Hadin, Havika Kofer Betoras Moshe. And therefore you can't do that, and therefore you can't switch it. What question would you ask on this? What about the Septuagint? Megillah Daftes, Talmai Amalek, the 70 elders that switched all the 10 differences that they switched. So, number one, that was Ruach HaKodesh, right? They all had Ruach HaKodesh to have the same differences. Number one. Number two, that wasn't halacha. There was no halacha that was changed there. They took him, instead of saying, Bereishis bara Elokim, it says Elokim bara Bereishis. Right? Instead of saying, Nasa Adam, it says Asa Adam. So it wasn't a change in halacha. That wasn't a misrepresentation of what the Torah says about something. So therefore, it was different. Again, this does not mean that if somebody, let's say, is beginning to become frum, a Baal Tshuva, that we have to tell them every tiny detail of Hilchas Shabbos right away. No. If somebody's not ready for something, we don't have to say it. It just means that we can't lie and misrepresent what the Torah says. Yeah, this is mutter, for sure. We could say, well, that is something, but you know what? We're not going to do that yet. We're not ready for that yet. That's not a misrepresentation. That's not saying it's wrong. But so one always has to be very careful. My Rebbe Rav Rosenzweig said that sometimes if you would say, give too much when the person's not ready, then that's a Ziyuf HaTorah. Because I'm misrepresenting, I'm saying something has a larger value where a person is not ready for that, and I'm saying it before it should be given. So that also, one has to be very, very careful. But again, the Yesod of the Yamshel Shlomo, though, is said right here. that one has to make sure that in representing Torah, one is true. This also might connect, the Efrash Zobah doesn't say this, to a halacha in the Medrash. The Rama Paskas this way, there's an Isser Daraisa of Lo Saguru Mipnei Ish, not to be fearful of anybody. Lo Saguru Mipnei Ish. It's counted as one of the mitzvahs. That's the next mitzvah right there in, I'm sorry, the previous mitzvah, Tov Tesvav, in the Chinuch. A dayan is not allowed to be scared to Paskin. So the halacha is, even if the dayan's life is threatened, the Sifri says he has to Paskin. So the question is, what do you mean? So if before he accepts to be the judge, he could back out. He could recluse himself. But once he's paskening, he can't not paskin. So why is that? Pikuach nefesh. So that might also be connected to this. Once the dayan knows what the halacha is, then he has to say it. He can't misrepresent the Torah and say, I'm not going to say it. Okay. There's a lot more here, but we still have a lot to do. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda shchiva lebarta vayter. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, his daughter died. Amr le Rabbanan le'ula kum nezal ninchamei. Well, the Rabbanan said to Ula, let's go down and be menachem him. Amr le'u ma'isli gabi nechemta de bavloi. I don't like how most of the Babylonians give comfort, nichem aveilim. Tiki dufu hu da'amre. Because they say blasphemy. What do they say? Ma'ef shalom evin. Right, many times the Menachemim go and say, you know what, when somebody who lost a relative, they say, what could you do? My Efshalom Evin. What does that sound like? Ha Efshalom Evin Avdi. It sounds like, I wish we could have done something. It's like a blaming Hashem. What could you do? What could you do? So that's why he says that it shouldn't be said. Azal hu l'chudei gaba. So he went by himself. He didn't want to go with other people. So Amarle, he says to Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amalei Bayomer Hashem, Al Tatzar Esbov, Al Tiska Bar Melchama. Hashem told Moshe, don't give tsaris to Moab and don't fight with them. V'chima Allah Al Daito Shal Moshe, La'asos Melchama, Shalom Bershus. Would Moshe Rabbeinu have done a Melchama without Hashem telling him to do? What is Hashem saying? Don't do it. Elonasa Moshe, Kavachomer Ba'atzmo. Moshe would have darshed a Kavachomer. Tosfos says that Moshe in the future would have darshed a Kavachomer, and therefore Hashem put this into the Torah itself. What kal v'chomer? Omar, Uma Midyanim, Shelo bo el Lazarus Moav, Midyanim, Bilam, only came to help Moav. Amr Torah, Tzororis ha-Midyanim v'kisem osam, right, take care of the Midyanim. Moavim atzman l'chol shekein. So surely the Moavim, if they were the main instigators, so we should fight them. And Amr L'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, lo, kisha also aldaiti cha also aldaiti. Hashem says, no, I don't agree with that svara. Shtei preitas tovos yeshli lohosi mehen. Don't fight Moav because there are two special people that are going to come out of this nation. Rus ha-Moavia v'Naama ha-Amonis. Rus, right, the ancestor of David, Naama, who is the wife of Shlomo, one of the wives of Shlomo, the mother of Rechavam, who is the mother of Malchus based David, right? So that's why, don't fight there because I need these two people to come out. Follow Dvarim Kalvachomer. And there's a Kal v'chomer, says the Gemara. Uma b'shol shnei pradas tovos. Chas HaKadosh Baruch Hu abeizu mas gedolos v'lech rivan. For two individuals, Hashem protects a whole nation. Bito shel Rebbe. Im k'sheira Hebrew. Uyi hi latzeis bimena davar tov. Alachas kama v'kama davi chaya. If there was anything left for your daughter, any descendants to come out, this wouldn't have happened. Meaning, your daughter fulfilled her total potential. And that's why, so you shouldn't blame HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She fulfilled everything. It's a little risky, though, because the Mefarshim say, it's also saying, like, his daughter wasn't Zocha to descendants of that would have been anybody great. So, like, she fulfilled her own potential. That's why this is not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch quotes, interestingly, the Ramah says, like he said before, don't quote what, like, the Babylonian said. The Ramah says, in Shinayin Vav, what are you supposed to say at a Shiva house? First of all, the halacha is, don't say anything until the Avel starts talking. But the Ramah says, Lo Yomar Adam. First of all, the Avel shouldn't say, Lo Nifrati Kvi Masai. You know what? Hashem is so great, I didn't even get punished half of what he could have punished me. Don't say that. Al Tiftach Pe LaSatan, says the Ramah. But then he says, The Al Yomar Adam La Avel, Malach Alasas. You know what? What could you do? What could you do? Ki EF Shar Lashanos, Shezeu Kigiduf. That's our Gemara. Mashma, de mashma ha'im efshar l'shanos ha'ya'oseh, el yakabel alav gzeres Hashem yisparach be'ahava. Accept Hashem's love be'ahava, just accept it be'ahava. That's what the Shach says. If you look, that's what the Ramah says. If you look in the Yavshal Shlomo, the next Yavshal Shlomo on our Gemara, he quotes this Ramah, and he argues on the Ramah. Right? The Yavshal Shlomo says, I don't think what people say this all the time. No, what can you do? People say that. And he says it's not only people. David HaMelech said it. David HaMelech said it, says the Yamshel Shlomo. First of all, he says the Rif and the Rosh don't quote this. Don't quote this whole discussion. So it must be anything you say is mutter, as long as it's not kfira, kfira. So the chenira, v'ezeki dufa, v'yadaraba, nechanta delayed tsaruk sas to avel. Right, what he said, actually, that's even worse. That's a tsar. And he says, what the Maila Islacha Levid, David HaMelech says in Shmuel Beis, remember when he lost his child, ha'uchal od lahashivo? That's the pasuk. Can I bring him back? Right, why didn't they say, oh, kfira? No, it's just a lashon of, you know, I have to, you know, I shouldn't cry so much. Right? So Dilama Haya David Bochel Makonin Kotep Tira Yal Shalo Yamas Pshita. The Chulu the Chulu. So that's why he quotes from David HaMelech. It's okay as long as you're not saying it as a Kfira type of line. If you look in the Taz here, the Taz on the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Yamshel Shlomo. He argues on him. He says, no, there's a big difference. By David HaMelech, he was talking about Tchias HaMesim. Can I bring him back? So there's it's a big Levitic sugya about what one is should say, can say in a shiva house and not. One has to be careful though not to ever say anything that reflects that we are upset at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We could have been upset about what happened. We could have upset about what happened, but we have to try to control our emotions to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge and he knows what's best. Rachmana Litzlan. There's also a interesting machlokas rishonim up to the Rambam and the Ramban in Shoresh Gimel in the Shrashim, whether the Al Tatzar as Moav is a din l'dor, is a mitzvah l'doros or not. The Rambam says it is not. The Rambam says it was just at that time period, but there's no more mitzvah. It's not one of the 613. A mitzvah has to be eternal. While the Ramban argues, he thinks it is eternal. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu makabi schar. Oh, just... Okay, we don't have time. Look at the Ben Yehoyada on this Gemara. Also, it talks about why couldn't Hashem just save these two families, right? That you have to save the whole nation for these two people. Interesting discussion. Hashem does not withhold the schar of any birya. Even the schar of a conversation. The older daughter of Lot that called her son Moab. Don't fight them, battle, but you can have them pay your taxes and have them serve you. Tzi'ira, right, because she was more open. Mo'av, me'av. Tzi'ira, tekamra, ben ami, amr lakonish barakul de Moshe, v'karav tamu b'nei amon, al tzirev, al tizkar, bam klal, dafilu an gariya lo savid behu. The younger one was more of a tzadekas. She didn't publicize it at all. Opposite. Amr b'kibar abba, amr b'shem ben karcha. Lo'olam yaktam adam l'dvar mitzvah. A person should always try to do a mitzvah quickly and be makdim to the mitzvah. Shebishvil laila acha, shekadmasa, b'chiru letzi'ira, because the older one was with her father, was with Lot one night earlier, kadmasa arbadoras liYisrael. She was able to play a major role in Jewish history four generations earlier, right? Rus had a son, Oved Yishai David Shlomo, v'ilu tzi'ira ad rechavam, right? Na'ama, right? Ha'amonit, right, she was the wife of Shlomo, had Rechavim four generations later. Tosas here points out, L'shem mitzvah nischavnu, the daughters of Lot, as Rashi quotes on Chumash, were L'shem Shemayim. They thought the entire world had been destroyed, and therefore they had to be with their father, even though they knew it was a gruesome act, but this is what had to be done in order to populate the world. Therefore, that's what Hashem wanted. Right, a little difficult. Rashi in Bereishis Perek Yutes quotes that the we fought the older one because she went first. You have to put all the Chazals together. The Mefarshim and Rashi there discuss it. The Mizrahi, the Gurari, Vechulu. How do you put this Gemara with that Chazal? And also, again, we don't have time, but we've quoted in Parsha Shirim and other Shirim in the past, the Hagtama to the Igris Moshe in Chelek Ches, where he tells an unbelievable story about a man who died after having said something negative about the daughters of Lot, and they came to him in a dream and said, we were L'shem Shamayim, like Tosfos says here, don't say that we were negative. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Sharsha Yisrael Shalga Sharsha Kusi Pater Vishalkushi Shalga Sharsha Yisrael Tam Mishalem Chati Nezek Amor Mishalem Nezek Shalim. Right, like we had in the Mishnah. Asharshi Yisrael is Pater Sharshal Kusi. Now we're getting into the Kusim though. Not non-Jews, but the Kusim, the special nation that was put by Sancheref into Eretz Yisrael, and they didn't keep the Torah, and then the lions were sent to them, and then they kept the Torah. So the Tanakhama here says, a Kusi is treated like a Jew. Thomas Chazinezek and Amur is Nezek Shalim. But to them, Pater, Rabbi Meir Omer, We'll have to see why that is. We'll see later on. It's because of Knas. Sharshi Yisrael Shnag Asher Shakusi Pater V'Shakusi Shnag Asher Shisrael Beitame Muad Mishal Mezek Shalim. It sounds like a Meir holds that they are treated like non-Jews. So says the Gemara. Meimra the Sover Be Meir Kusim Geiri Arayosein. Does Rameir really hold the Machlokas Tanoim in a few places that the Kusim were not true Gerim? They're called Geri Arayos. They only converted because of the lions that came, but it wasn't a real true commitment. Bisman Hazeh, later on in history, the Gemara says they're for sure considered Goyim because they rejected everything. But originally, were they accepted as Jews? So Rabbi Meir seems here to teach that treat them as non-Jews. So is that really true? Does Rameir hold their Geri Arayos for Amini? But we learned in Maseches Nida, Kol Aksamim Habami Rekim, if there is a Kesem, there's a blood spot, is it Tame, is it Tahor? Right, we don't know if it's Tame or Tahor. So Kol Aksamim Habami Rekim Tahorim. If it's a Kesem that comes from Rekim, it is Tahor. Why? Because we assume that they are non-Jews. The non-Jews are, their dam is not metame. Because the whole idea, Rashi quotes here, of non-Jews being tame at all is a din d'rabbanan. The kesem, the stain of dam of a non-Jew, is a double d'rabbanan, and we're not gozer there. So any kesem that comes from Rekem, Tahar. Reb Yehuda metame, Reb Reshim ger metame. Reb Yehuda says, no, they're Jews. They're just not following the halacha. But they're Jews there. And therefore, their ksamim are going to be tameh. Mi bein hanachrim tahorim, if it's found, the kesem is found amongst all non-Jews, tahor. Mi bein Yisrael, mi bein hakusim, if it's amongst Jews and kusim, Rabbi Meir metameh, v'chachamim metarim, shlo nechshedu al kismayim, the chamzei tar, because they're not chashered on leaving their ksamim out, so if it is, it must be from a non-Jew. But what do you see from Rabbi Meir? Al maksav Rabbi Meir kusim giriyam esem. Because he treats the kesem of a kusi as tameh. So Amar Rabbi Yavo says, you're right. Me'ikar adin, Rabbi Meir holds kusim or geri arayis. Just like the Tanakama says. Knasu shekanes, Rabbi Meir bimamonam, shalo yitamu bahem. But it's a knas, it was a fine. Rabbi Meir didn't want Jews and non-Jew and the kusim becoming intermixed, and therefore he was fined their mamon, and he fined them across the board, even for Nezek Shalim. The Tanakama only fined them halfway. Chati Nezek and Pater, if we are mazik them. Mazar Reb Zera, is that really true? First mission in Eilan Aris. Eilan Aris, Yeshlem Knas. These are the girls that, if a person is Ma'anes, he has to pay a Knas. Not only Ksheros, obviously, but even Habala Mamzeres, Valenasina Malakusis. All those cases where there would be Tfisas Kiddushin. We say there is a knas, the isakada, the knas, kanas Rabbi Meir b'mamona, but if Rabbi Meir find all their money, ha chinami, niknos kadei shalo yitamu b'hem. Why don't we find them also? Don't pay the knas. Don't pay the fine in the case of ones. Amar abaya, kadei shalo yehei choti niskar. Well, we don't want the rapist. We don't want the ma'anes to gain anything. So in that case, we make him pay. V'nes ve'laniyem. So why don't you just make him pay, but don't give it to the kusi? Amar rav mari, mishum davi mamon she'en lo tovim. No, because if you give it to an ani, there's nobody that's going to be claiming it, so I'll probably not end up paying it. If you just say, give it to an ani. That's why in that case, we specifically say, even if you're fine, the kusi's money, but in the case of ones, we would say that he will pay. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Sorry, the last couple of lines, we didn't have much time to talk about, but Hashem, we will continue. Again, the next two dafim will be put up from the last cycle, and then we will get back afterwards.